welcome to the Online Marketing Alchemist podcast. On the Online Marketing Alchemist podcast, we cover how to grow your online business and market your magic in a way that has your ideal client raising their hand and pulling out their credit card, all while using spiritual practices and modalities to help keep you regulated and aligned. I'm your host, Jess Angelini. Let's dive in. I am so excited. I have not gone live since I had Jordan, and that's pretty crazy. So I'm so excited to see everyone. It's been so awesome to get back in the groove of my own campaign, working with clients, doing all the things. It's just been really fun. So I wanted to get on today to talk to you about the problems that I see most online business owners doing in their social media posts. So I'm just going to jump right in because I think it's an important topic. I'm going to go over about five things. And essentially what I want you to do is if you're watching this while you're doing other things, that's totally cool and valid. Listen to it. Hear what you need to hear. If you are someone who likes to take notes, I'm essentially going to give you a way that you can audit your own page and your own process. So it's really simple. So we're going to get into it. So if that's you, then make sure you also save this video and come back to it later so that you can audit yourself. Because I think one of the things that we don't do enough when it comes to our own marketing, our own social media, and I know I can be guilty of this myself, is we don't audit. We just kind of keep doing it. We wake up every day and we think, what do I need to post today to move the needle? And we just kind of post. Or, oh my gosh, I don't know what to post today. Let me just come up with something. And when that happens, we lose a lot of strategy. We lose a lot of room for magic, really, because we are just in a state of reacting. And when you're in a state of reacting and you're just reacting, it makes it really, really hard for you to actually grow your audience in a strategic way. Or what I'm talking about today is converting your audience in a strategic way. That's when you get all the people who are reaching out to you saying, I can't afford it, or I'm, you know, just the people who aren't necessarily right for the offer that you're creating. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just something we want to notice, right? We don't need to be beat up over it. We don't need to be making ourselves wrong or shooting all over ourselves. We want to be in a positive energy around it. So let's jump in. So the first problem that I see happening all the time in online business owners, coaches, spiritual leaders, posts that are a huge problem. And this is probably the number one thing, is that the posts aren't deep enough. What do I mean by that? I mean that it's a swipe through post, maybe on Instagram or, you know, on Facebook, whatever that is. And it's just like, here's the three ways. And it's just 1, 2, 3 with no additional things added into it. It's just like, number one, this, number two, this, number three, this. Follow for more. It's just not deep enough, right? And there is a time and a place for a post that is less deep. But also, when you are lacking going deep in your messaging, you're lacking that deep connection with your audience that they are really craving. And a lot of your competition is going deep. So you're leaving things on the table for them to not fill in those gaps, for them to not understand, like, oh, this is what she's talking about. Oh, this is what he's talking about. This is what they're talking about. And when I often see posts, or when I'm reviewing posts, because I'm a guest coach in some groups, in one group in particular with all coaches, and often what happens is they're sending me their posts to review, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, this is just not deep enough, right? We're not going deep enough into the message. So when that happens, we have to really look at and go a lot deeper in it. So you want to ask yourself, like, okay, why am I saying this? Why does this matter? Or what are they doing that is needing to be addressed here? So with your copy, I want you to look at it and with your posts and think, is this really surface level, or can I go deeper with my messaging? Am I needing to go a step deeper? Am I needing to go a step further? Am I leaving something on the table here? Not that every single post is going to cover every single thing, but you want to really audit that and look at, are you going deep enough in your copy, in your videos, with what your message is? The second problem I see is that it's not campaigns, it's just a post. I kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but what happens is we just wake up and we just post. We're like, oh, okay, Wellness Wednesday or, you know, Testimonial Tuesday, and that's the campaign. And that's not a campaign. You might even be like, what's a campaign? It's essentially a strategy, and it's how I teach my clients to convert using their social media. And it's using specific kinds of posts in a specific order to elicit a reaction from your audience that's aligned and to make sure that you're hitting all the different points you need to hit to help your most aligned client get to that buying decision. Because the buying decision happens very differently in the coaching and the online world than it does in a store, right? But it is similar in a lot of ways. So you got to think about that. You can't just be like, oh, today I'm going to post this, or today I'm just going to copy this other person that I see doing this and make my own version of it, because you don't know what their strategy is or what their campaign is. So I have incentive campaigns, or what I really call them now, conversion campaigns, that I teach inside my program to my clients, where we really go in and we look at what's the intention. Why are we posting what we're posting? Because if we're just waking up and posting whatever comes to our head, as much as that can work, and if you're a really skilled marketer that's farther along in your business and you understand your ideal clients and you've been converting on social media, you've had successful launches over and over again, then maybe that strategy can work for you. But for most of my clients, when they come to me, this is where they're at, and it ends up making their page look completely not cohesive. There's no clear message. There's no clear person that they're targeting, and they're not really taking their ideal client through any sort of real process, which can really be detrimental to their marketing. So you want to think about your posts not as just what should I post today, but get really strategic with it and learn how to build a real campaign. The third thing that ends up happening is that your ideal client is not clear. And before you say, I already know that, that's obvious, I really want to go a step deeper on that. And this is where this number three actually goes back with number one really well, is most people do some random ideal client course that's like, hey, let's fill out a fake avatar of what our ideal client is. And we just make someone up, right? We just say, oh, this ideal client is this and they're this. And let me tell you that the big companies out there who are marketing and making campaigns, they are not doing that. They're doing focus groups. They're doing real surveys. They're getting customer feedback. Like, they're making their marketing based off of real people and real feedback. And we need to be doing the same. And oftentimes who we think our ideal client is and how we think we're talking to them, we're talking over their head. That's why earlier when I was talking about campaigns, I kind of clarified what the campaigns are a little bit, because I know that most of my clients have never actually really run a true campaign before they come to me. They are just, maybe they've bought a 30-day plan, maybe even from me before in the past, or they've worked with me in some way or somebody else in some way, and they've had strategies here and there, but they haven't really like learned how to convert in that way. And that's okay. So when we are looking at the ideal client, and I actually just, I just uploaded the ideal client, trainings into the portal back end, my program, for my new clients that are coming in. And I rewatched some of the old trainings to make sure they were still good, because that's important. As we evolve, we have to make sure everything that we're offering is like still on point. It still works. And one of the things I said in the video that I was like, oh, that is so true, that hits, was that most of my clients come to me saying that they already have a really good understanding of their ideal client. And some of them have a pretty good understanding, but after they go through my ideal client process, they almost always say, I learned something new, I had a breakthrough, or I realize I'm not saying what I need to be saying. Because this part of the process is so important, and it's always evolving. Look at the world we are living in today. I mean, honestly, everything is evolving so, so quickly, and people are evolving quickly. People are learning new things all the time. Their views are changing. Their identity is changing. And so we constantly need to be looking at this. If you haven't done a real exercise around this in the last like 3 to 6 months, you have to keep doing this and keep analyzing this and thinking about this. Because even for me, I use my own process with this all the time.
we have to just always be thinking about how we can go deeper with who we want to attract in. And it goes beyond just like the lame ideal client stuff that we are taught. And it goes more into like also the soul energy of it, like really thinking about, you know, infusing that. Who is that soul client that you want? Like, who is the client that you're so excited about that you can duplicate your business with? If you could duplicate your business with people just like this one person, who would that be? And getting in that energy, because we all have clients that we love or that we've enjoyed working with, but there's often those clients that are like, ooh, this is like my most aligned, most dreamy client. If I could have everyone in my business, if I could have 15 of this one person, that's what I would want. And if we're not doing that, we're casting a really wide net, which might sound good in terms of sales, right? Like, oh, we're casting a wider net. But really what happens is we dilute our results. If we aren't attracting those most ideal clients, we end up letting people into our programs, our offers, or businesses that actually aren't meant to work with us, and they don't get the best results. They don't show up the way that we expect or want. And it's maybe not even their fault necessarily. They're just not ready for it. I've had this experience a few times, and it really can dilute the success of the group. You end up spending so much time trying to make your program work for this one person who's like really not right, that you lose putting your focus into the person who's so right, and it becomes a problem. So it's okay to repel people who maybe aren't ready for you or aren't right for you at all and never will be. And when it comes to the ideal client work, it's not just ideal client work, like very businessy, like, oh, it's about the soul. It's about the soul connection that you're creating with that person. And that is a huge missed opportunity that I see so many online business owners, coaches, spiritual leaders, people that I work with really struggling with, is keeping that focus as their focus, not the competitors, not what are they doing? Are they copying me? Am I copying them? It's about getting that soul aligned client. Okay, so the fourth thing, we have two more things left. The fourth thing that I see so often is that they aren't embodying their message. You might be like, what the heck does that mean? What I mean is oftentimes people are not feeling really confident in what they're saying. And that comes from lots of things. It can come from trauma. It can come from, you know, fear, and it can come from just like also not having ever spent time working on their message in a deep way, working on what they're portraying to the world. And when you're not confident in what you're saying, that comes through on your page, because it comes through in the fact that you aren't consistent. Oh my gosh, this could be a whole other video. Maybe I'll do it. It comes through in the fact that you're not consistently posting. It comes through in the way of you are really struggling to say the thing, like you're kind of talking around what you're trying to say. It comes through in that you're really like not leading your message. Your message isn't clear. Who you're talking to isn't clear. There is a really important aspect of being your message, feeling it in your bones, saying it, being okay with being someone who is bold in what you believe. And that is challenging, because people are going to judge you. Like, people will have their judgments. People in your family, people in your spouse's family, people in your friend circle, your friends of friends. Judgment is a real thing that you're going to face. And you've got to be bold enough to say the thing that you need to say anyway, because that is where embodiment comes in, where you're embodying your message. You know, you want to think about, would I hire me to do the thing that I'm teaching people how to do? Like, if I looked at my own page, would I feel like I am an embodiment of what I'm saying? And it's not to say that you have to be perfect before people will work with you. That's not the case. It's just a really important piece of the puzzle that we have to constantly be working on, is that embodiment piece. Okay. The fifth thing is people hand off their message before they are ready. So all of these things, as you can see, they're building on top of each other. They all kind of go hand in hand. But I even recently had somebody email me who was just starting their business, and they're like, we need to hire you to do our social media for for us, you know, we're too busy and we have some support, but I don't know what to look for in the person that we're hiring. And that's a huge piece of that is because they aren't really ready to hand off their message. So strategy and the campaign portion of things. When I started my business, I worked with so many people and I wasn't necessarily like ready to say no to certain things that weren't aligned or that didn't feel right. And I wasn't like, you know, feeling confident enough to ask for things that I needed in my agency. And what happened with that was that I ended up taking over so many people's accounts that were not ready for me to do that. And what happened with that was I ended up letting people like off the hook, if you will, of doing that deep work. What I'm not saying here is that you shouldn't have a VA or someone else help you schedule your posts or repurpose your content. 100% that's important to help you with that. But what I am saying is people often overinvest in social media management before they are ready. So then they're coming to me saying, look at this page. The girl I hired is great. She's doing a pretty good job. And it's not the girl's fault. Like usually the page looks nice. It looks pretty. Some of the posts are good. But then they say things to me like, well, when I do my posts, I get a lot more engagement. I get a lot more response. Well, of course, because your message is still being honed in. And when you're working on it, you're honing it in. Then people are coming to you and they're like, oh my gosh, I love what you're saying. This makes sense, right? Versus oftentimes what happens is we hire somebody else before we're ready and they don't really know what to do with our message. And they're like, we aren't super confident. We're not really leading it in that way. And so then there's a disconnect there. There's a disconnect between you and your message and what you're trying to say and what the person you hired is creating for you. It's not their fault. It's not your fault. Oftentimes when people end up working with me, they end up, you know, scaling back or letting go of their social media manager or whatever that looks like, just because they start to get to the point where they realize they need to invest in their message. They need to invest time and energy into developing, embodying, and really putting out into the world what they really want to say. And where I come in with my clients, which is my favorite thing to do, and it's kind of like my magic that I can help you with, is what do you want to say? What does your client need to hear? What is the market missing? And how do we like put all of that together and pull out of you the best possible campaign? And it takes time and energy, but it's so important. It's so worth it. Like it's so worth it to develop your message because that is the game in business. You've got to be able to develop and say the thing and speak your truth and say it in a way that lands with your ideal client, lands in the marketplace and is like on brand for you. And you've got to be able to embody that. And then you've got to be able to, of course, deliver. That's the other piece. You've got to be able to deliver on that for your clients. All of my clients who come to me, they're already experts. They're already amazing at what they do. And they're ready to go with that because that's an undervalued piece of the coaching industry as well that often I see is the delivery piece is missing. But once you've got that down, then you've got to move into like, that is such an important piece of what we have to do of our work is the actually doing the work on our message. It's one of those things where I feel like I used to work with a lot of fit pros and I still do sometimes have them come to me, but it's the same thing as if you're going to go into the gym and expect like to outsource your fitness, right? Well, if I buy this one, you know, detox program or do this one thing or whatever, then I'll have what I want. When in reality, what you've got to do is work out, right? Like what does that plan look like for you? Like you're not going to get there through hacking the system. You've really got to put that work in. It's the same thing with your message. So what does all of this mean? Let's just break it all down. The problems I see, the top five problems I see with online business owners, coaches, spiritual practitioners, like what I see them doing in their social posts that ends up screwing them over and how to audit that for yourself. Number one, the posts don't go deep enough. Number two, there's no campaign. It's just random posts. It's just, I woke up in the morning and thought, what should I post today? There's no like real strategy there. Number three, the ideal client is not as clear as it needs to be. It's not evolving with you and the market and your business. Number four, they are not embodying their message. You're not saying with your whole chest, you're not feeling it in your bones in that way, working on your subconscious mind. All of that is so, so undervalued. And number five, you are handing your message off or looking to outsource your message before you are really ready to do that. Which, by the way, if you look at any really successful business owner or coach, like, they are still the one leading their message. They just have people helping them redistribute their message, repurpose it, get it out there more and more and more. But really, that person is working on their message and writing a lot of their own copy, shooting all of their own video, right? Or the person that's directing it, but they're in the chair doing the damn thing, right? You can't get all these reels broken up into little reels if you're not the one doing the damn thing. You can't outsource that, right? Okay. So the bottom line, going deep is key. Working on your message is key. If you are interested in going deeper on some of these topics, my new program, The Portal, which I'm so excited about, is the doors are open. We already have three people in, three spaces taken, and they are totally kick-ass amazing people. I am so excited about them. And I'm so excited about everybody else who's been messaging me, who's interested. And what we're going to be doing in the portal is we're going to be teaching you how to do campaigns. Why is it called the portal? Because I believe that your social media, your marketing, your message, your voice is what is the portal from your clients, like, just being in their life into them having their biggest transformation. And this program is the portal for you to open up that portal and step into that next most big, most embodied version of yourself, of your message. It's going to be so awesome. And your social media and your voice and your message is the portal from your clients, like, being out in the world into them joining your business, into them stepping into that transformation. So, and of course, there's so much energy behind it. There's strategy we're going to be doing together. You're going to never run out of things to post. You're going to know what to work on when. You're going to have really clear plans, really clear campaigns that you're going to be working towards. And you're getting me helping you with Bridge the Gap. It's a lot of hot seating. It's a lot of making sure you have time to get your posts, you know, looked at, to review things. You're going to learn my results campaign report, and you're going to get, also, that's one awesome thing is after every campaign you complete throughout the 6 months, which most people complete two, you get a one-on-one call with me to review your campaign. And really, we're going to tell you what's working, what's not working, because that data is really important. And that helps you, number three, getting really clear on that ideal client. The more campaigns you do, the more clear you get. It's a really cool process. I love it. I'm so excited about it. And also, there is embodiment work in there for you, because embodiment is huge. We talked about that a little bit today, and it's such a missed opportunity. It's a thing that people want to skip. It's all the things that we are like, we don't really want to do it. We don't want to look at it. We just want somebody else to do it. And we just think we're going to wave a magic wand and poof, have this awesome audience and this awesome message and this awesome social media presence. And really, that's not how it is. You've got to put in that work. Trust me. So if you are interested, comment below the word me and we can chat. We will chat. I can send you a message. What I'll do is I'll send you a message. I'll ask you a couple questions before we even get on the phone just to make sure it's a fit. I never want to waste anyone's time. And then we'll chat and see if it's a fit. And if not, I will tell you what I think your next best steps should be. So regardless, you're going to walk away from the conversation with a clear roadmap of what your next best steps are going to be. All right. I will see you guys soon. And the portal is open for me. The portal is open for you. I am so, so, so excited. And if you have any questions about anything I said today, also please let me know, because I already have a bunch of ideas of how I'm going to expand on some of these things in the coming months. But if there's specific things that you're confused about, curious about, excited about, please let me know so that we can make them happen. All right. I hope you have a fabulous rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It is not lost on me how valuable your time is, and the fact that you want to spend it here with me is just mind-blowing and means the whole wide world to me. If you could think of a business bestie who would really love this episode or who would get a lot out of it, make sure to send it to them. And make sure you take a screenshot of you listening and share this in your Instagram stories and tag me so I can repost you and talk more with you about the episode. Please let me know too if you have any questions or want me to go deeper on anything. I am a generator in human design, so I respond very well to your questions, your insights, and your requests for further clarification on anything I'm sharing. And you probably listen to a million podcasts, so you already know this, but I'm going to ask anyway. If you want to help me get this show out there to more people, please leave a review and actually write that review. That really, really helps us get this show out to more people. And that's really my mission, is to get my audience bigger so that I can make a bigger impact and have a bigger ripple effect on the world. And if you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out. My Instagram is at jess.angelini, A-N-G-E-L-I-N-I. Alrighty, I'll see you next week. Thank you so much.